بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما صاحبايا فاستكانا وقعدا في بيوتهما يبكيان. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، حضرت كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه mentions, continues the narration. His son was explaining about his father, how they did not participate in the expedition of Tabuk. And yesterday we reached the point where the Sahaba were told to boycott these three Sahaba, Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, Murara radiallahu ta'ala, and Hilal radiallahu ta'ala. So he says, أَمَّا صَاحِبَايَ فَاسْتَكَانَا وَقَعْدَا فِي بُيُوتِهِمَا يَبْكِيَانَ. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala says that my two companions, meaning Murara and Hilal, they fell miserable and they sat in their houses crying all the time. وَأَمَّا أَنَا فَكُنْتُ أَشَبَّ الْقَوْمِ وَأَجْلَدَهُمْ فَكُنْتُ أَخْرُجُ فَأَشْهَدُ الصَّلَاةَ مَعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَطُوفُ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُنِي أَحَدٌ. He says, I was the younger of these three, and I was stronger, so I should come out and attend the salat with jamaat, you know, with the Muslims in the masjid. I used to walk around in the bazaars, but nobody used to talk to me. وآتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسلم عليه وهو في مجلسه بعد الصلاة فأقول في نفسي هل حرك شفتيه برد السلام أم لا. I'll go to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I would make salam. Then I would, whilst he would be sitting in his musalla after salah, I would say to myself, has رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم moved his lips in replying to my salam or not? ثم أصلي قريبا منه وأسارقه النظر. I should try and read salat close to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then I would look at him and steal a glance at his face. فَإِذَا أَقْبَلْتُ عَلَى صَلَاتِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would not look towards me. I could not hear him sing, or he would not speak to me. But the moment I would commence my salah, نَظَرَ إِلَيَّ. This was the love of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah had for the Sahaba. That despite the fact that he was not allowed to talk to these three, but when I was performing my salah, Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, then Rasulullah would look at me. He would glance at me. وَإِذَا الْتَفَتْتُ نَحْوَهُ أَعْرَضَ عَنِّي. But the moment I turned towards, looked towards him, then he would turn away. Obviously, this was wahi that came down to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he was instructed to do so. حَتَّى إِذَا طَالَ ذَلِكَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ جَفْوَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مَشَيْتُ حَتَّى تَصَوَّرْتُ جِدَارَ حَائِطِ أَبِي قَتَادَةَ وَهُوَ ابْنُ عَمِّي وَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَيَّ فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا رَدَّ عَلَيَّ السَّلَامَ. He says, this period been so long now, Sahaba were boycotting me, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba were commanded not to speak to us, and we felt so alienated. Until one day I climbed a wall of the garden of my cousin, and he was very beloved to me, my cousin. I make salam to him, and he says, Allah's qasam, he did not reply. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ يَا أَبَا قَتَادَ. I said, told him, O Abu Qatada, أَنْشُدُكَ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُنِي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. I implore you in the name of Allah, don't you know that I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَسَكَتَ. He remained silent. فَعُدْتُ فَنَاشَدْتُهُ فَسَكَتَ. فَعُدْتُ فَنَاشَدْتُهُ فَقَالَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَلَمْ. I continued imploring him, begging him, asking him, don't you know I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He remained silent until finally he just mentioned, Allah and His Rasul know best. فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَايَ. I broke down in tears. وَتَوَلَّيْتُ. I turned away. حَتَّى تَصَوَّرْتُ الْجِدَارَ. I climbed back the wall. فبين أنا أمشي في سوق المدينة إذا نبطي من نبت أهل الشام ممن قدم بالطعام يبيعه بالمدينة يقول من يدل على كعب بن مالك. Whilst I was walking the bazaar again, then there was a farmer that came from the people of Syria, and he used to bring food to sell in Medina, and he began asking, who'll show me who's this person by the name of Ka'b bin Malik? فطفق الناس يشيرون إليه إلي حتى جاءني. People pointed out towards me and showed him, there's Ka'b bin Malik, until he comes to me. فَدَفَعَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابًا مِنْ مَلِكِ غَسَّانِ. He gives me a letter from the governor of Ghassan. وَكُنْتُ كَاتِبًا. He says, I was able to read and write. فَقَرَأْتُهُ. So I read the letter. فَإِذَا فِيهِ. What was in his letter? أَمَّا بَعَدْ فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ بَلَغَنَا أَنَّ صَاحِبَكَ قَدْ جَفَاكَ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْكَ اللَّهُ بِدَارِ هَوَانٍ وَلَا مَضْيَعَ فَالْحَقْ بِنَا نواسك. He says, we have heard. This is the non-Muslim person now from Ghassan, the governor there. He writes to Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu. He says, we have heard that your companion, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has boycotted you. And he has become very hard and harsh against you. Listen here, Allah has not kept you in a place of humiliation. You don't have to live in Medina in humiliation and destroying yourself where your rights are not being given to you. Come join us, we will look after you. فَقُلْتُ حِينَ قَرَأْتُهَا The moment I read it, I said to myself, وَهَذِي أَيْضًا مِنَ الْبَلَىٰ This again is another test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَيَمَّمْتُ بِهَا التَّنُورَ فَسَجَرْتُهَا I immediately went to an oven, to a fireplace, and I burnt that letter. حَتَّى إِذَا مَضَتْ أَرْبَعُونَ مِنَ الْخَمْسِينَ Remember I said yesterday, in total there were 50 days that went and where they were boycotted. But he's explaining, when 40 days went past, of the 50, وَاسْتَلْبَثَ الْوَحْيُ And no wahi is coming down still from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding what hukam, what Allah has decided regarding us, what's going to be the outcome, is our tawbah going to be accepted, not going to be accepted. إِذَا رَسُولُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَمْ يَأْتِينِ When suddenly a messenger of Rasulullah صَمْ comes to me, another sahabi comes, فَقَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَمْ يَأْمُرُكَ أَن تَعْتَزِلَ إِمْرَأَتَكَ Now the command even more heavy. Sahaba told to boycott them. Nobody is allowed to talk to them. Now the command is that your wife must separate from you. فَقُلْتُ أُطَلِّقُهَا أَمْ مَاذَا أَفْعَلْ Must I give her a divorce, a talaq, or what must I do? فَقَالَ لَا, no, don't divorce. بَلْ اِعْتَزِلْهَا فَلَا تَقْرَبَنَّهَا Just separate from her. Don't have any relationship with her. وَأَرْسَلَ إِلَىٰ صَاحِبَيَّ بِمِثْلِ ذَلِكَ And the same message was given to my two companions, Murara and Hilal. فَقُلْتُ لِمْرَأَتِي إِلْحَقِّي بِأَهْلِكَ فَكُونِي عِنْدَهُمْ حَتَّى يَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ فِي هَذَا الْأَمْرِ And I told my wife then that go join your family and until Allah then decides. فجاءت امرأة هلال بن أمية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت له يا رسول الله إن هلال بن أمية شيخ ضائع ليس له خادم فهل تكره أن أخدمه؟ So Hilal bin Umayyah's wife, she goes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to seek permission. She says, listen, he is an old man or he's elderly. I need to make his khidmat. So must I also now, if I don't make his khidmat, then he'll be destroyed. Is it okay or is it incorrect if I go and make his khidmat? Rasulullah said, no problem. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَقْرَبَنَّكْ But don't have any sexual relationship with him. فَقَالَ She said, إِنَّهُ وَاللَّهِ مَا بِهِ مِنْ حَرَكَةِ إِلَّا شَيْءٍ He's got no inclination to that whatsoever. وَوَاللَّهِ مَا زَالَ يَبْكِي And he is, with the qasam of Allah, crying so much, مُنْذُ كَانَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ مَا كَانَ إِلَى يَوْمِ هَذَا From that day when you said we must separate, must not talk to him, from that day he is just crying and crying and crying. فَقَالَ لِبَعْضُ أَهْلِي So some of my family members then tell to me, لو استأذنت الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, why don't you go and ask Rasul permission في امرأتك regarding your wife? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has given Hilal's wife permission to stay with him. فقد أذن لامرأة هلال بن أمية أن تخدمه. فقلت لا. I said no. لا أستأذن فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I'm not going to go ask Rasul any permission now. وما يدريني ماذا يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا استأذنت. I don't know what command Rasul then give me if I go and ask permission regarding my wife to allow her to stay with me. وأنا رجل شاب. I'm a young man. فَلَبِثْتُ بِذَلِكَ عَشْرَ لَيَالٍ فَكَامُرَ لَنَا خَمْسُونَ لَيْلَةً مِّنْ حِينَ نُهِيَ عَنْ كَلَامِنَا He says, then the next 10 days went past, now in total 50 days, 50 nights. ثُمَّ صَلَّيْتُ صَلَاةَ الْفَجْرِ صَبَاحَ خَمْسِينَ لَيْلَةً عَلَى ظَهْرِ بَيْتِ مِنْ بُيُوتِنَا On the 50th day, I read Fajr Salat on the rooftop of one of the houses. فَبَيْنَ أَنَا جَالِسٌ عَلَى الْحَالِ الَّتِي ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنَّا قَدْ ضَاقَتْ عَلِيَّ نَفْسِي وَضَاقَتْ عَلِيَّ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ سَمِعْتُ صَوْتَ صَارِخٍ أَوْفَى عَلَى سَلْعٍ يَقُولُ بِأَعْلَى صَوْتِهِ يَا كَعْبَ الْمَالِكِ ابْشِرْ He says, whilst I was just sitting there in this very miserable condition, remember everything was so narrow and tightened upon us, nobody is talking to us, even the gullies of Medina became so tight, despite it being so wide, but it seems so straightened upon us. Suddenly I hear a voice of somebody shouting. He had climbed a mountain, Salah, and he was shouting at the top of his voice, O Ka'b bin Malik, glad tiding good news. فَخَرَّرْتُ سَاجِدًا Immediately I went into sajda, I made sajda shukr. وَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ قَدْ جَأَفَرَتْ I realized there's some opening now, some relief. فَآذَنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ النَّاسَ بِتَوْبَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا حِينَ صَلَّى صَلَاةَ الْفَجْرِ فَذَهَبَ النَّاسُ يُبَشِّرُونَنَا Rasulullah had just informed the Sahaba that Allah had accepted our tawbah. And the people now started coming towards us to give us the khush khabri, the glad tidings. فَذَهَبَ قِبَلَ صَاحِبَيَّ مُبَشِّرُونَ So some people went towards Hilal and Umayyah to give them glad tidings. وَرَكَضَ رَجُلٌ إِلَيَّ فَرَسًا وَسَعَى سَعِي مِنْ أَسْلَمَ قِبَلِي He said, two people came towards me. One was a rider on a horseback, and he's galloping towards me. Look at the Sahaba. They love one another. And when the Tawbah has been accepted, they're coming immediately to go and tell their companions that Allah has forgiven you. Another Sahabi climbs the mountaintop because he realizes if I am going to run towards him, the other person on the horseback will beat me. And he will give the glad tidings first. I want to give the glad tidings first. So he quickly ascends the mountaintop. And from the top of the mountain, he begins to shout, فَكَانَ الصَّوْتُ أَسْرَعَ مِنَ الْفَرَسِ. This voice of the person, the Sahabi, who climbed the mountaintop, and he began to scream at the top of his voice, telling Ka'b bin Malik that you have been forgiven. That reached me first, even before the rider. فَلَمَّا جَاءَنِ الَّذِي سَمِعَتُ صَوْتَهُ يُبَشِّرُنِي نَزَعْتُ لَهُ ثَوْبَيَّ فَكَسَوْتُهُمَا إِيَّاهُ بِبِشَارَتِهِ وَاللَّهِ مَا أَمْلِكُ غَيْرَهُمَا يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاسْتَعَرْتُ ثَوْبَيْنِ فَلَبِسْتُهُمَا. He says, when this man then, who had given me the glad tidings, finally met up with me, I was so excited. You know, a person gets so excited. And those times especially, when somebody gives you some good news, then they will remove the shawl or the upper garment and immediately give him as a hadiyah. It was a token of appreciation. So he says, I took this and I gave him. I had no other upper garment, so I had to even borrow somebody's shawl then to cover myself. And then he says, وَانْتَلَقْتُ أَتَأَمَّمُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The very next thing I did, I proceeded towards Rasulullah صلى يَتَلَقَّانِ النَّاسِ فَوْجًا فَوْجًا. As I'm going towards Rasulullah, people are meeting me in droves. يُبَشِّرُونَنِي بِالتَّوْبَةِ, giving me glad tidings that Allah has accepted your tawbah. وَيَقُولُونَ لِي لِتَهْنِكَ تَوْبَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ, that he giving me this glad tidings that Allah has forgiven me. حَتَّى دَخَلْتُ الْمَسْجِدْ, I entered the masjid. فَإِذَا رَسُولُ صَلَّى جَالِسٌ حَوْلَهُ النَّاسِ, Rasulullah was seated there, Sahaba around him. فَقَامَ تَلْحَةُ بْنُ عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ يُهَرْوِلُ حَتَّى صَافَحَنِي وَهَنَّأَنِي. He says, تَلْحَى بِنْ عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. He rushed forward and he made musafaha with me. He congratulated me. وَاللَّهِ مَا قَامَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ غَيْرُهُ. He says, no other muhajir sahabi stood up and did what Talha bin Ubaidullah did. فَكَانَ كَعَبٌ لَا يَنْسَهَا لِطَلْحَى. Ka'ab radhiyallahu anhu never forgot this good action of Talha bin Ubaidullah radhiyallahu anhu, that he was the first among the muhajirin to come and congratulate me. We'll just take a few minutes because this is the last of this incident. قَالَ كَعَبٌ فَلَمَّا سَلَّمْتُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Ka'ab says that when I made salam to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, قَالَ وَهُوَ يَبْرُقُ وَجْهُ مِنَ السُّرُورِ. I saw the face of Rasulullah shining, glittering. He was so happy, he was smiling. He says, أَبْشِرْ بِخَيْرِ يَوْمٍ مَرَّ عَلَيْكَ مُذْ وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. He says, this is, have glad tidings and خُشْ خَبْرِي for you. This is the best day ever in your life since your mother has given birth to you. فَقُلْتُ أَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَمِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Your Rasul, tell me, is this glad tidings from your side? Or is it really from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قَالَ لَا بَلْ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى إِذَا سُرَّ. Zahabi says, when Rasulullah used to become happy, istanara wajhu, his face would glitter up, it will shine. حتى كأن وجهه قطعة قمر, as though his face was a piece of the moon. وكنا نعرف ذلك منه, and we could see that from the face of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, from his expression that he was very happy. فلما جلست بين يدي, I sat in front of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قلت, I said, يا رسول الله إن من توبتي أن أنخلع من مالي صدقة إلى الله وإلى رسوله. From my tawbah is that all my wealth I give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ بَعْضَ مَالِكَ. No, hold back some of your wealth. Don't give everything away in the path of Allah. You will require for your own necessities. That will be better for you. فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. That will be better for you. فَقُلْتُ إِنِّي أُمْسِكُ سَهْمِي الَّذِي بِخَيْبَرَ. That plot of land, my share in Khaybar, when the Sahaba were given from the lands of the Jews, they were given plots of land. He says, that I'll keep for myself. وقلت يا رسول الله إن الله تعالى إنما أنجاني بالصدق. He says, Allah Ta'ala saved me by me speaking the truth. وإن من توبتي, and now from my tawbah, what will be? إني لا أحدث إلا صدقا ما بقيت. The remaining of my life, I will only speak the truth. فوالله ما علمت أحدا من المسلمين أبلاه الله تعالى في صدق الحديث منذ ذكرت ذلك لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن مما أبلاني الله تعالى. He says, the moment I mentioned this to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, then I will always speak the truth. I don't think any other person was tested more than myself regarding speaking the truth. In my entire life, there were times and occasions when I could have spoken the lie, but I never spoke the lie. I always spoke the truth. And how Allah Ta'ala then saved me in so many times just because I have spoken the truth. Wallahi ma ta'ammadtu kizbatan mundhu qultu dhalika li Rasulullah ila yawmi hadha. He said, from that day till this very day, when he narrated the hadith, that I never spoke a single lie. Wa inni la arju an yahfazani Allahu ta'ala fima baqiya. I have hopes in Allah ta'ala that Allah will protect me the remaining of my life, and I will always speak the truth. قال فأنزل الله تعالى Allah تعالى had sent the verses لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين تبعوه في ساعة العسرة حتى بلغ إنه بهم رؤوف رحيم وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا حتى إذا ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت حتى بلغ اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. The verses of Surah Toba, where Allah تعالى said Allah has turned towards Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Muhajirin Ansar and those who followed him in the battle of the difficulty, that is the expedition of Tabuk, right till the verse came that Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful, and Allah has pardoned those three whose tawbah was delayed. Khulifu here refers to not these three sahaba did not participate. The word khulifu in Arabic here refers to these three sahaba. Their tawbah was delayed, it was postponed to such an extent that in the days of when they were boycotted, everything became so narrow for them. And then finally Allah Ta'ala mentioned the verse which we always hear in the bayans, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. O believers, fear Allah and be with the truthful ones. From this hadith we understand who were the truthful ones, like Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala, Murara, Hilal radiallahu ta'ala. They spoke the truth. They did not speak the lie. They had no excuse. They confessed that they had no excuse. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala saved them. قال كعب والله ما أنعم الله علي من نعمة قط بعد إذ هداني الله للإسلام أعظم في نفسي من صدقي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن لا أكون كذبته. He says, Allah's قسم, there was no greater ni'mat, bounty Allah had given me, but that I always spoke the truth to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Otherwise, فأهلك كما هلك الذين كذبوا. If I spoke lies, then I would have been destroyed like those who lied to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the munafiqeen. Inna Allah ta'ala qala lil ladina kadhabu. Allah mentioned regarding those who spoke lies to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hina anzala al-wahya sharra ma qala li ahad. In a very severe manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned regarding those people who lied, who remained behind, did not participate in the expedition of Tabuk. They had no genuine excuse, but they lied to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, false excuses. Allah says, سَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ إِذَا انْقَلَبْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لِتُعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ رِجْسُ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah says, these people who remain behind, and they made false excuses, they are napak, they are filthy, they are dirty, they are impure, and their abode is Jahannam because of what they had earned. يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ لِتَرْضُوا عَنْهُمْ. They make qasam to you so that you may be happy with them. فَإِنْ تَرْضُوا عَنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Listen, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you are pleased with them, you and you accept the excuse and you are happy with them, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never happy and pleased with a transgressing nation. قَالَ كَعْبٌ كُنَّا خُلِّفْنَا أَيُّهَا الثَّلَاثَةُ عَنْ أَمْرٍ عَنْ أَمْرِ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ قبل منهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين حلفوا له فبايعهم واستغفر لهم وأرجى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرنا حتى قضى الله تعالى فيه بذلك. قال الله تعالى وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا وليس الذي ذكر مما خلفنا تخلفنا عن الغزو وإنما هو تخليف إيانا وإرجاؤه أمرنا عمن حلف له واعتذر إليه فقبل منه. متفقون عليه. So he explains what I mentioned already, that the word خلفوا in this particular verse refers to these three sahaba whose tawbah was postponed. It was held back. وفي رواية, in one narration says, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك يوم الخميس وكان يحب أن يخرج يوم الخميس. The Rasulullah left, he departed Medina for this expedition on a Thursday. Whenever he would embark on a journey, he should try and go on a Thursday. He liked to come out on a Thursday. وفي رواية وكان لا يقدم من سفر إلا نهارا في الضحى. And whenever he returned, he'll come during the day, in midday. He won't return at night. فَإِذَا قَدِمَ بَدَأَ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. When he comes, the first thing, he'll go to the masjid. فَصَلَّى فِيهِ رَكْعَتَيْنِ ثُمَّ جَلَسَ فِيهِ. Then he would read 2 rakat namaz. And then he would sit with the sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And this was the last hadith in this chapter of Toba of Riyadu Salihin. Or there's still a few more hadiths regarding Toba. But this was a very long hadith of Toba. And what do we understand from this? That it was incumbent upon the sahaba to join Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but these three did not go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was displeased with his action. They were expected to go out with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as a result of them not going, this was the punishment that for 50 days they were boycotted. And of course Allah ta'ala makes islah in this way so that they never repeat this action. And alhamdulillah, these three sahaba in particular, they made sincere tawbah and Allah Ta'ala forgave them. Allah Ta'ala accepted their tawbah. So this is a lesson for us also, that we can always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to be sincere and genuine, and Allah ta'ala is still prepared to forgive us. Also we learn in the hadith to always speak the truth. If we speak one lie, we'll have to speak another 10 lies, and then we are caught out, and there is only disgrace for us and humiliation. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.